Welcome to OHP Uncut. These are our raw, uncut, unedited interviews from Open House Party. And today, kind of a quick conversation, quick because Demi Lovato was nice enough to take time out of her day off to call us and talk with us as if she doesn't work hard enough. But I was thrilled to get 5 minutes of her time. Obviously, her struggles are well documented, well known. She's been super honest about them, as she is on the new album. A near fatal overdose almost took Demi from us, and she's been brave enough to discuss that, as well as her sexuality. We'll discuss some tracks from the new album, and we'll take some Twitter questions as well from the people that matter most, the Lovatics. If you would please subscribe to the podcast, that would mean so much to us, and follow me on social at Canon Radio, spell Canon with a K. And if you're watching on YouTube, please give this thing a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel as well. I want you to know how much we appreciate you. Here comes Demi Lovato.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Canon.
Hi, Demi.
Hi, how are you?
I am so good. Thank you. What's your life like today? What are you up to?
I have kind of the day off, and I am just chilling. I might go on a hike. I haven't really decided.
If you're telling me it's your day off and you still took the time to call us for a few minutes today, I can't even tell you how much that means to us. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Thank you for supporting me and for being so excited to hop on the phone. That's so awesome.
This new album is what's awesome, Demi. And I'm curious, like, when you were writing it, it's so deeply personal and it addresses the things that happened to you in such an honest way. Was there ever a point when you were writing this album where you were like, man, you know what? This is just, the things that happened to me are too deep and this is too raw. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to write about this.
No, see, you know, I've always been transparent with my fans and I've always wanted to keep an open, you know, I like to say I'm an open book with boundaries. And I think being transparent is the reason why I have such a strong connection with my fans. So I knew writing about it was going to be really cathartic and healing. And I wanted to, you know, I wanted to be there for my fans as well if they've had a hard time.
Wow, you use the word cathartic. So writing for you really is a therapeutic process, even if what you're writing about is uncomfortable.
Yes, of course. It's so important to write about stuff that's personal to me because that's where, you know, obviously that's where I get all of my inspiration from my music. And it's just what I want to share with the world.
I'm sure that means that other people who have gone through similar things have reached out to you and told you how much your music means to them and what kind of impact it's had on them.
You know, I hear from fans all the time saying that it's had a significant impact on their life. And that, to me, is every time I hear that, it's meaningful. You know, whether it's someone coming up to me at a coffee shop or it's somebody, you know, at a meet and greet, when I meet my fans and they're able to express to me how I've made an impact on their lives, it makes me feel so incredible and gives me hope to keep going through the dark times that I still go through.
You did say at one time in the past that ideally you'd like to be free of all demons. And as somebody else who also has demons, I have thoughts about that. Have you kind of learned that maybe you're not really ever free of all demons, but you kind of learn to sort of live alongside them?
I think you have to learn how to live alongside them because they never go away.
Right.
You know, it's every day is you deal with it's life and it's you deal with new challenges. So whether it's the challenges you were dealing with last week or it's new ones, you're always going to deal with something. And it's the way that you come out of it, overcome it, and are able to share your experience with others so that they can have someone to look at as an example of how to get through those trials and tribulations is really important.
19 tracks on the new album, a lot of them deeply important and deeply personal. Is it possible to choose a favorite or is that ridiculous?
Absolutely not something I can do. I said with this album, you know, I've been working on it for so long that each song, normally my album, I always play all of these songs for my babies, but I've been working on it for so long that it feels like I've watched them evolve into teenagers. And so even as teenagers, I still can't pick a favorite.
There are some lighter moments on the album and some fun things. I really love the WAP reference on the track, The Kind of Lover That I Am. Do you see that? It's sort of like a sequel to Cool for the Summer.
I mean, it could be. It's just really just describing my who I am, like, and explaining my sexuality a little bit easier for people who don't really understand what pansexual means or whatever. It's just, you know, I'm open and I just want to give my heart to someone at some point. I'm good right now. I don't need a relationship, but if it were to happen, it happens and I'm open to it.
There's a couple questions from Twitter, and then I'll let you go. Christina said, when you go on tour, which one of your new songs are you looking most forward to performing first?
Okay, so I would love to do The Art of Starting Over.
And that really puts a fine point on everything, that track. Why that one?
It's a fresh start for me, and it, you know, is really, it definitely represents the new chapter of my life.
Is that something, by the way, that's going to happen? Is there any talk of that yet, or like going out and doing some dates, or is that just, you know, we got to chill and wait?
Oh, if you have an idea of when people are going to be able to perform again, let me know, because I have no idea.
No, absolutely. There are some artists that have like some shows on the docket, you know, on the horizon. It seems a little crazy to me.
Yeah, I think people need to calm down.
This guy, Golden Kings, tweeted, and I like this question. Which song for the new album took the most time to write?
I spent a lot of time with Dancing with the Devil because I wanted to create a song that best represented what I was going through. And I would say it was that one.
Well, speaking of time, you've been more than generous with your time today, and we appreciate that. I'm going to slide in one more Twitter question from Ronald, just because I thought this is a really good question. And he asked, if you could go back in time, knowing what you know now, and change a lyric of any of your songs, is there one that stands out to you that you would change?
Yeah, I would change Go Tell Your Mother, Don't Tell Your Mother to Go Tell Your Mother and Ghoul for the Summer, because that song is about my curiosity and, you know, being kind of exploring your sexuality, not really knowing exactly what you are, but liking what you're doing. And you know, I would just say if I were to change any lyric, I would say it would be that one, to go tell your mother, because there's nothing wrong with experimentation. And there's also nothing wrong in figuring out who you are and what you like.
What a great answer. So we'll wrap with that one, and we'll play Met Him Last Night with Ariana on the radio. Demi Lovato, I cannot tell you how honored we are and appreciative we are of your time. You took time on your day off to join us, and that just means so much to us. Thank you for your time and your energy, Demi.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.